25 past four, and we've got some old friends in the studio with us. The Bulls Daisies are here, Tumiso Pawe and Mahlatsi Nkumishe. Welcome back to The Drive with Rob and Roz. They're also joined by Thando Manana. Welcome, Thando.
I'm not the coach. I'd love to be the coach to take all the attributes. Actually, I'm the high performance manager, so they all report to me. So I am
so
the coach.
Basically.
I feel like your title is coach.
Yes.
Okay. We'll stick to coach.
Tumiso Mahlatsi, congratulations first and foremost. That is a lovely trophy you've got here this afternoon.
Thank you.
How's it feeling?
It feels so great. It feels so great. Double championship. We're just ready to keep on pushing.
Good.
So we're hoping for the treble.
For the treble. Okay, they're ready for the treble. So, Mahlatsi, I want to ask you, how did it feel during the season for you guys? Did it feel like you had the momentum to take it again? Or was there kind of a little bit of, okay, maybe the other ladies are also getting up to our level because we've set that standard now?
Okay, I can say this year it was a bit of, like, we had a... some hiccups because like we lost most of our players to the national 7s and 15s, so we had to bring in the emergents to help assist, and they had to try to gel with us. Yeah, it was a bit difficult for us, but we managed.
Yes, that's exactly what has happened, because I mean it's built up so nicely over the course of the year. You know, the engagement, the people, the vibes. When we heard a couple of months back that the Bulls Daisies have gone pro now, that we are the first fully professional women's rugby team in South Africa. I mean, Tumiso, you've captained the box and so on. Even hearing that your franchise is going to make this a full-time thing, it must feel like a pinch-me moment.
Yeah, it's a big moment for women's sport because, like, it's going to be your first time to be other teams to join. To be a professional team, so it's a nice thing because I think also they're gonna develop new players,
yeah.
And that's gonna make them to their level to level up.
Mm.
Yeah,
Thando, I want to chat to you about the support from sponsors to keep a team like this professional, to make sure that they put the time in and that they remunerate it. How important is sponsorship here?
You know, it's very important. I take you back a couple of weeks ago where we probably all of us during the Paris Olympics saw 66,000 converging in one stadium to watch the Sevens women's team. And if you look there, it was not mixed with their male counterparts. And everyone just came to watch women's rugby. Yeah. I think that should have signaled something to the sponsorship that women's sport is no more on the rise, but it's just you've got to catch up and move with it. And for me, that's important. Is we need partnerships. I don't call them sponsorships, by the way, Ro. I call them partners.
Yeah.
Because I think when you talk of sponsorship, they immediately would want to sort of want to see the ROI, the return of investment, what is there, because they don't see women's sport on television. But I think I have to say, I mean, with SuperSport, if I'm allowed, you know, they've broadcasted 50% of our games, and that's a good ROI for the partners that we've had, Jacaranda being one of them.
Yeah.
On that, you know, if you look, and I think from a lady's point of view, they often think that if you associate with a brand, that money is in the box. Sometimes we have to deal with collateral sponsorship. And collateral sponsorship to the players means or thinking is that there's money in. So we constantly have to look for partners who also give us a little bit of, you know, cash injection, which we need so that we're able to remunerate them on a monthly basis and we don't skip a day, which I don't think we have. otherwise, I would have had post 25, I would have had SMSs. I don't get that. So I think we're doing well in that regard. But I think also the sport, when you look at it, conditioning, nutrition, you know, it requires quite a lot of conditioning. Those aspects require a lot of financial input. So what we as the Bulls have done is that we make sure that they have two nutritional meals per day, which is in terms of lunch in between their training sessions, because they really work quite a lot. And also just for sort of late night meals, we cover that on a Monday to Friday. And we it's cost to company. So, you know, credit also to my employers and to their employers as well. So that we go out away. We also have where they stay in terms of accommodation. Remember, if they were to stay in the vast area of Pretoria or Gauteng or Johannesburg, then our program would not start timeously. So we make sure we have them as close to proximity, and then they take it from there. But partnership is important. If there are any others, they know how to get hold of us. We at Loftus. Thank you.
Tando Chumisa Matlatia here. We're going to chat some a little more after 4:30 this afternoon. The champions, Bulls, Daisies in the house. Don't you go anywhere.
One team that's not going to be forgotten is the Bulls Daisies, after taking the Women's Premier Division against the DHL Western Province Ladies over the weekend. Chumisa, what was that game like? Because you guys had a curtain raiser, right, beforehand, and you were the main event. Describe the game for me.
Sure. I don't know how to put it, but it was an amazing feeling, because it was our first time, like, to the boys to play before us, because we've always playing. So it was a great feeling, like we didn't want to disappoint everyone, because everyone was there, special women, so everyone was there to support us. And so we were like, no, this is a great feeling. So guys, let's just play as a team. Like, let's not be selfish. Everyone is here to watch us, and also from back home, everyone is watching this game. So it was a great feeling.
I love that. Can I ask, when the announcement was made that you guys are going pro as the Bulls Daisies, did you get like WhatsApps and calls from friends at other franchises being like, ah, I'm jealous, man. I can't believe you guys have managed to pull this off. Now you're getting paid to do this thing we all love.
At first, like, it didn't sound like real.
Legit.
Yeah.
Yes, until we were there getting stuff and recognized. Yeah, that's when it started feeling real. And yeah, our opponents said they tried to call us.
Yo, if you guys got any spots in the squad open there, I love it. Because I saw an interesting tweet over the course of the Olympics, and Coach, you were talking about the interest in the women's sevens and so on in particular. Someone who used to work here back in the day, Elma Smits, who now works overseas and is huge in world rugby. And she was saying she reckons that the women's rugby game is going to be bigger than the men's game eventually, because there's so much interest and so much access. And I love the fact that, you know, on the weekend now, you were the main event and the boys were the curtain raiser. Like, I love it.
That's amazing. I do have a silly question though. Once something is your job, does it become less fun? Do you're like, hey, now we must go to conditioning. Oh man.
No, for me, I've been playing rugby like because of the love that I have for it. Money was just a bonus to me, and everything, it was just a bonus. But I've been playing rugby for the love of the game.
Yeah. And also now we can support our families, because this is our career. So it also helps us to, like, see. So yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that's being done. I love the season. I love that the trophies are rolling in already. And I mean, now all the other franchises have got to play catch up to some degree, right?
That's what we should be preaching. I think many people speak of equality. And if you speak of equality, we don't want to stand alone. We want to see that equality across the country. There's 14 unions.
I think
14 unions have a responsibility to take this women's game to another level. And also, I think they already have their own partners. It's a matter of convincing the existing partners to just follow through and support the women's game. But I think, as Lucky has mentioned, that you have your YTCs, and they are role models now to young girls, young girls are looking up to men, grown men, but now they can actually swap and look at the same gender and actually saying, we have heroes, we have heroines, we have people that we can look up to also get to where we are. Remember, you have an SA women's team which has qualified for 2025, and both of these ladies are playing to get into that 2025 SA team going to England next year.
No, it's going to be so exciting. I mean, I know it from a different sporting point of view, but I'm an Arsenal fan. And Arsenal took their women's team very seriously.
Yeah.
And now they play their games at the Emirates. At home, 65,000 people, and they're full. Every single time they play, the stadium is full. There's no reason to believe that, you know, it can't be exactly the same in South Africa. So we need the Sharks to step up and the Lions to step up and Western Province to step up 100%. And come to the party.
100%. I mean, if you talk of what Arsenal is doing, the Bulls are doing it.
Exactly.
The Bulls are doing that because they use the same hotels as the men. They use the same mode of logistics, transport to get to their destination,
which is
aeroplane when necessary. And they have the same nutrition. They have everything.
Yeah.
The only thing that we differ when it comes to remuneration. because the sport is not there yet. The, you know, the financial aspect of things has not really sort of equaled that, you know, that equilibrium for them. But on all spheres, in terms of Puma, who's our apparel sponsor, they've come on equal terms. What the men get on an apparel sort of place, the women's are getting.
Love it.
And that for me is important, is that, guys, let's continue with taking those steps. One day, match fees, contractual obligation will reach like cricket, because the cricket South Africa is doing what India is doing.
Yeah.
They've leveled all match fees with the men across the board. That's brilliant.
It is.
And that's what we want. But from us, like I said, partners will make us also equal the men's in terms of the remuneration issue. But all the others, the Bulls have leveled them. And I'm quite happy for that.
Well, listen, Ntumbisa Mahlatsi, thank you guys so, so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Thank you for bringing your beautiful trophy to come and show us.
thank you for having us, guys.
We're going to be showing that off on our social media, or over on the website, Instagram @JackerNFM @JackerDrive.